The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights, Louise Arbour, has appealed to Iraq not to execute two top officials from former President Saddam Hussein's rule. They were sentenced to death over the killings of 148 Shias in the 1980s. Arbour's appeal was backed by new UN Secretary-General Ban Ki-moon and comes in the wake of a move by Italy to introduce an international moratorium on the death penalty to the UN agenda. Dale Rezzanella is a lay Catholic chaplain on Florida's death row, and he gave us some expert insight into the recent international horror at the film footage of Saddam's execution, as well as its repercussions.
What amazes me is that the second and third series of videotapes that were released without any authorization that show the taunting brought about outrage, while the actual killing of the person did not bring about the same level of outrage. I had the same experience here in Florida. I was the spiritual advisor to Angel Nieves Diaz, where the lethal injection was botched. There wasn't outrage at his killing. The outrage was that he suffered in his killing. And we seem to have this myth that if we can just kill in a nice way, make it decent, that it's morally acceptable. I'm just amazed at this conclusion, which seems to make no sense to me. We just have to face the fact that there is no nice way to kill people. The taking of human life is always, always something that we must abhor. What I'm very hopeful for is that I believe we will see an end to the death penalty in the United States in my lifetime, and that my children will be able to deal with other issues of God's justice. And I believe that the effort by Italy to bring this resolution before the Council will be very important in the dialogue that will help us achieve that result.